thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I've got a folder.
You have a folder? Oh, my God.
I moved it up.
Our director has told us to greet you and say...
what's your name?
Hello.
What's your favorite color?
I guess. Was that good, Lucas? Is that what you wanted?
Sure.
Or did we ruin it? Because that's what I wanted to do.
So, generally speaking...
I got a folder for the podcast.
You have a folder for the podcast? Yes. Okay, it's got sharks and...
Sharks and donuts and pizza. Oh, my.
How did you find something?
The shark guy?
Sharks and donuts and pizza. Oh, my.
Exactly. <That's great. laughs> And when I saw it, we were at... My daughter and I were... And my wife were at Big Lots, and I was like... Oh, that reminds me of our first one of our first podcasts where we talked about sharks.
Yeah, yeah.
We talked about how school tries to teach us all to eat like a nurse shark.
Yeah.
And I was like, what about great whites? Like,
are they doing?
I think dyslexic people are like great whites.
Yeah.
So I saw that and
then you saw that.
And then I was like, okay, this is my notebook for the podcast.
It has to be.
So now when I have ideas, I can write them down here.
Yeah.
And have them ready for the, instead of my clipboard.
That's very exciting.
So you like it?
I do.
Well,
I,
good. Because I got you one too.
Yes. Thanks, you thanks, Sean. This is an awfully cool notebook.
It's nice to be thanked twice for the same gift because of technical difficulties.
Yeah,
it's
so we're back.
I love it.
We're back. I love the notebook.
Yeah,
this is freaking fantastic. Look, this is exactly what I needed.
It's got everything I liked. Except for the video game thing. I was never good at video games, but I do like the dinosaurs and the spaceships.
It's got a flying saucer
and a
skateboard, which is pretty cool, so we can write down ideas.
Yep,
and that's awesome. And you got it at Big Lots, who is also not a sponsor.
Yeah, but yeah, they were like trying to just give away this stuff, and I was like, oh, I know exactly who needs one of these.
Because
we're both great white sharks.
Yeah.
And there's other ones out there.
Right.
Probably listeners. And then as I was looking, I was like, holy cow, is that, could that be? Yes. A unicorn.
It's a unicorn folder.
For our unicorn expert. Look, it's got one of the, I don't know, what are these called? These little push things? My daughters are like fascinated by these.
What is that?
It's a little, it's like, I guess for ADHD or something.
You can just push, that's what
that
I
would,
mean.
Like little poppers.
That would totally satisfy.
So, yeah. There you go.
Unicorn expert.
Unicorn expert.
You shouldn't have.
You should look at the inside. It's very creative.
Do I have different, ooh, I
My daughters and I were looking at like what
Let
foods
me see it,
are,
Jacob.
What foods are considered
I'll
feminine
show it to
the in American culture and what foods are considered yeah, masculine right in American
okay.
culture.
Oh, yeah, show it there.
Well, donuts apparently go both ways.
Unicorns, donuts, flowers,
see
hearts,
the donuts?
Shooting stars.
But not chips.
You are on top of
not
this.
Not pizza. See what I mean? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Wait, what? What are you
Do we
about?
Want to have our unicorn fact early?
Well, you don't have
No,
one,
we don't, because I have something else.
Yeah, he's got a whole... I don't know if you watched him... Hold on, Lucas. I don't know if you watched him walk into the studio. He's got a bag.
A bag.
A full bag of things.
I
did not, because I was working on the sound.
Right.
It took a while.
It did. We're 15 minutes late, actually.
So, while I was picking these up, I was like, well, what do I get Lucas? And I was like, well, he's a director. He doesn't need one of these, because he can't fumble through these. So, I was like, Lucas needs a clipboard. And I was like... I got to get him something cheesy because he picked really cheesy music, right? And I was like, what
Please
message
me that, no
can I
going.
Relay to
I've never been so happy.
Here? I was like, stay cool. That is like the perfect message for our director. Because if you work with dyslexic people, you have to stay cool.
Yeah,
we'll
you do
throw
have to
you
stay
under
cool.
the bus.
Well, because you just
so
you,
quick.
The audience doesn't see this, but for the past
stay
probably
cool.
hour, we've been bouncing around on topics. Like madmen, while Lucas has been
trying
to design
to
the audio,
out, and we're just making
and
fun of him.
He exactly, and he asks me and Sean to count down from 10 to like test audio, and we're not like that's not going to happen.
Well, we do, but in different languages,
in nonsense languages, and not the right order. So like, I'll count down from 10, but it's not going to be like 10, 9, 8. It's going to be 10, 7, 4, 2, 1, 9.
Little do y'all know, I don't really give a f***. I just need y'all keep talking.
We just.
No, we do. I want to be clear.
We can
know
keep
that.
Talking.
Although, I would prefer.
Sean, I'm so excited.
Yeah, cool.
This is a great idea.
Yeah, good.
I do love this, though. This is great.
And so I got something for y'all, and then I was like, what about Bridget? And
yes!
Like, what happens when Christy and Bridget are here? Like, Christy will one day be back in here when she's able to, but I was like, Bridget's here. And all the time, Bridget is like,
she
has an idea, and she's like trying to reach out to us and get that idea out. And I was like, you know, I don't know if she's into any animals. Like, she's not a unicorn expert or a shark. She doesn't need to stay cool because she's already cool. So, like, what's the deal? And I was like, well, I'll get her what I like. That might be helpful for her. So I got a Star Wars Mandalorian multicolor LED bar light. And so
that's awesome.
This is remote control.
Yeah.
So we could put the light here.
Oh my.
And so when you need to chime in, you could put the little light on. And then we'll all know that Bridget has something or Kristen. Awesome. You guys could share the remote. Be nice. Share the remote. So there you go.
Wow.
These are all from Big Lots.
Sean cleared out Big Lots.
Yeah, Sean, that's everything.
No,
was a Big Lots.
My daughter was making fun of me that I was just going on a spending binge and I needed to stop.
Sean, but... the camera, Bridget.
Yeah. I think that's the right thing. Which camera?
You may hold it. Yeah, just come up.
You come over here.
Show it to the back camera.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. The notebooks were buy one and get one half off.
They were, and that one wasn't, actually. But it was
super reasonable. Cool. That's, yeah.
And it has cool lights, and you could do different color lights. So it could be like red, like stop, please.
You might see that.
Green, like whenever
you might see
time.
A feature of that in the next.
Was this idea based on what we do for Ted, actually?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, but it was like I just need a way for her. And I was looking for flashlights or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I saw Mandalorian, like the baby Yoda, and I was like, oh no!
You're like,
I have to have
it branded properly like that.
Grogu is like.
You ready for a new season?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
This,
I can't wait.
This makes me so excited.
I
love that you just did just gifts like
we
this.
We just upgraded.
That's not. Yeah, we lifted everyone up in the studio.
Yeah, we finally have
so
a unicorn.
Now I need to have like some paperwork here. Yeah. So that I can be like, okay, guys, places, people, places.
You can put a bunch of stuff out that we're not going to do, but you can say it,
form
and it'll
here,
make
here, NDA,
everyone feel happy.
Sign it, and it's like, great.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. There you
that's
go.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I did not expect this at all.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, that's super exciting.
I guess that's
kanpai.
Yep.
Kanpai.
I guess
wait,
that's
what's kanpai
we
mean?
It's Japanese for cheers.
Oh. Kanpai.
Good to know.
Kanpai?
Kanpai. Yeah. Or you could say choose.
Wait.
Choose.
Like with a K/C or?
Kanpai. I don't know how to pronounce.
Don't hey, stop.
K L M L.
Don't go spelling, Lucas. What are you doing? You realize what podcast this is?
QRSTUV.
I'm sorry. I thought this was ADHD/ autism.
I think it's KEENIPIE.
I don't trust your spelling.
Kenpai. That's what I'm gonna go with.
That's the next episode.
Yeah, don't trust your spelling. That's what you're gonna learn when we get out
actually,
some of the content
yes.
for the next episode.
Because we're gonna talk about writing, right?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about writing.
Yeah.
That was such
was fun?
A good idea.
Okay.
Pulling out
that
of the bag.
Great.
I think that's really fun. And I think we should talk about some of our new non-sponsors. We got some nice ginger ale. We got the Benchmark bourbon.
On clearance at 89 cents at Big Lots. Yeah.
Yep.
And Benchmark is probably the best bottom shelf bourbon you'll ever get.
It is the best bottom shelf bourbon.
Ever since they got rid of that Heaven Hill green aged 6 years. Remember that?
Yeah.
I still have a bottle. I have a COVID box.
Yeah, you said. Yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't
and
talked about it on here,
there.
But I think you've talked about it.
Yeah, so I have a COVID box in a secret location, not at my house. It's far away. And in that COVID box.
Is that your other house?
The other house, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The secret basement where the bat cave is.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
That's where it is.
I think that's a great
thing. With the last episode, the last magazine from Surfer. Surfer magazine went out of business during COVID.
Weird.
Yeah, so I put the last episode. Oh, I was a huge fan. Surfer magazine.
I've heard of it.
I mean, you're from Kentucky. There's not a lot of
we're not
surf
doing
fan
it.
Here.
I like that you said there's not. I like that you said there's not a lot.
Not a lot of
none.
Surf here.
There's not none. But
okay.
There's not a lot.
You go to the Falls of the Ohio, and you could kind of get a surf out there.
And that little waterfall.
Yeah. And probably several diseases at the same time.
Yeah.
So like, yes.
Make sure your shots are in order. It's good for kayaking. I don't know about
that's
surf.
What we do is kayaking in Falls of Ohio, but you can't get to the falls because that won't be good.
No.
Yeah, no.
You don't want to fall.
It's bad.
What?
Health,
but they don't stop you.
I'm not
you.
Into falling.
They don't stop you, though.
So
there's no, like, thing.
No, they don't.
You could just go.
Go.
Over the falls.
Okay.
It'll be like that scene from Superman 2 where the kid's like, at Niagara Falls and Christopher Reeve said, please
don't do that.
Yeah, please.
I saw that, but it was, like, in the 80s.
I don't think you need to reference Superman 2.
Is that when he gave up his power?
Yes.
Yeah,
I remember that. And he got beat up in a little diner. And then he got his power back and he went back and beat the guy.
Well, it wasn't not in that order. Okay, sure, in that order, but you left out some details.
Oh, I'm sure. A little.
Yeah, well, it's a
yeah,
whole
it's like
movie.
A 2-hour movie.
Yes. He didn't. Sorry, he didn't explain the whole movie frame by frame, Lucas.
I have not seen the movie in like.
I don't know. Just go 20 years.
I haven't seen it since it came out.
I've never seen it.
In 80-something, so yeah, what's that?
Okay, so I think we have a nice cut.
40 years?
I think we have a nice cut of you giving stuff to all of us, and I really appreciate it. I think it's fantastic.
Hey.
That's actually really cool.
You like it?
Yeah.
Good.
Now I need to find, like I was saying, I need to find some forms so I can, like...
Yeah, I didn't print out forms.
I can get you a little, I can get you a little pad.
A little check. You need a checklist thing.
Yeah, be like, okay, we got this, we got this, we got this. We don't got this
Yeah, yeah, sound speed. You should put sound speed on
sound
it.
Sound speed.
Yeah, you're big into
sound.
He says sound speed.
Sound speed. When we were saying sound speed here, you know, like, when I was saying, like, don't ask me why, I'm like, because I legit, even my mentor doesn't know.
Ah, you got to Google it.
Just one of the, yeah, I'm sure.
It's on Google.
Yeah, it's on Google,
like,
for
sure. Well,
part
of it is because, like, when you're working those recorders, it will say, like, speed on it, like when you hit record. So that's, I guess it's part of it. I don't know. That's enough film trivia for today.
Yeah, that was cool.
So you like your notebook?
I do. I really like my notebook.
So let's talk about writing.
Yeah.
We're going to write in our notebooks.
Writing.
Let me grab something.
Yeah, like, I was thinking about that. You brought that up as a topic, and, like, we've talked about reading so much. We haven't talked about writing. When I started writing, golly, it's, I guess, in the 70s. There were no computers. Like, you had to write by hand.
Yeah, yeah.
And you had to write with those, you know, that elementary school thing where they had the three lines, two solid lines and one dotted line, and you had the ascenders and descenders, and it had to be perfect or you got marked wrong. So I remember writing as being very stressful when I was a kid because I didn't know which way things went. You know, I always had my letters backwards, couldn't spell. So writing was always...
It doesn't work on that. Like, it didn't... Like, I didn't use spell to write properly on this, like, lined piece of paper. Like, that definitely wouldn't have...
The lines helped for me. But I don't know about you. What didn't help was that I had to have a certain part of the word at one line.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. This actually, this line here, like this lining, is fine.
Yeah.
But it was when there was the... We need to get those wide ruled...
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Whatever it was.
They have them at Big Lots.
Our
sponsor. Which is not a sponsor.
What a funny
Big Lots had it.
I think that would be
bought it because I was like, it would be really funny to take notes.
I think that'd be a great sponsor.
Oh, we can
peek
every
Lots.
Once in a while, guys. It's okay.
Yeah.
Just as long as it's not every other.
Let the talent peek.
Yeah,
yeah,
come
yeah,
on.
Just clarification on two episodes ago.
Why don't you get a better mic, Lucas, and then we can say whatever we want.
How about you shut up? No, I don't know the PG rating.
Okay.
I like PG ratings.
I have some things.
Mm-hmm.
That I think will be fun. First, I want to show you this.
For those of you listening, Jacob is pulling to his bag of stuff.
So, yeah, I have kid stuff too, but oh man, I should bring my drawing because that's basically all I did.
So this is a comic book that I wrote.
Oh, Decision Man.
Yeah.
I got it.
Why don't you show that to the camera?
Decision Man. The story. That Y is really small.
Yeah, but exactly. And it doesn't really make sense if you look at the cover. Like, if you read it the way you should read it, like a normal person, right? It would say, like, the of story decision.
Oh, I
you
got
see what
it.
I'm saying?
No, I didn't read it that way.
Yeah, well,
it made
of course
totally
we,
sense to me.
Of course we didn't.
Of course.
But if you were to look at it normally, that it would not be good.
And so it's like a comic book.
Yep.
Oh, man, so this is going to take a while.
Yeah, but it's... We don't have to go through the whole thing, but I think it's interesting because what I did notice...
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Love it.
What I did notice in the comic book was I didn't have... I'm probably 10 at the time. I didn't...
You spelled your name right.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of spelling errors.
I can't spell your name right.
There's not a lot of spelling errors in there.
Oh, wow.
Which is
really
weird.
Except Decision.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
The name of the main character.
Yeah, he's Decision
But other than
man.
That, and you don't have an apostrophe for Let's Go, but that's good.
Yeah. I think it's really...
Yeah.
I think it's really interesting.
You know how to spell sweet?
Yeah.
How'd you know how to do
that? I don't
that?
Know. Sweet. This is like a weird anomaly in my writing, is this comic book.
So, yeah.
Bridget,
all
do
I
you
see
have a
is
thought?
I have apostrophe concerns, but other than that...
Yeah.
Man, you...
I was just going to say, you need to really read the whole thing, possibly in your own time, because it might take a minute.
I think that you would really enjoy this, and I think
whole
it would...
fascinating experience.
It's a really good tale.
Yeah. I think your point, though, that for some reason your spelling seems to be pretty strong in that versus other materials.
You spelled aptitudes?
Like, he just pinked on that comment.
And the whole
abilities?
Thing... What's really interesting is the entire...
Aptitude?
So the entire thing of Decision Man is about choosing a career.
How did you learn? How did you spell aptitudes right?
Exactly. I don't know. That's what I'm talking about, Sean. I'm going through old spelling here.
How old were you?
So did you have
maybe
a computer?
Maybe 10.
I didn't
no way.
How did you did you look it up?
6 years ago.
Yeah.
And then
I would have used another word like, "How smart are you?"
And then let's move
said.
Here. Let's move here,
executives?
And you compare it to around the same time. Look
executives.
At this. So here's a Scantron test.
Oh God.
That I had at a 54%, which is a pretty good grade for me.
Yeah, more than half. That's wonderful.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're better than a monkey.
That's
by 4. That's how I felt.
You could guess and do better than a 54%. But what happens on these, and we've talked about this on the show before, what happens on these, and I'm not saying this is what happens every time, but it's like this first answer, I would say, is A, and then I would put it on the second line, and then you put the second answer on the third line, and the fourth line, and the fifth line, and the sixth line. Does that make, can you see that on this? Because it's the worst thing about this type of test taking.
Would you ever realize in the middle of the test what you
had? No. It was so when, like, I'd fail.
What I think is so stupid.
It was when I'd fail that I'd go, I don't think I knew it that
they
wrong.
Give you 10 before they give you a grade. Like, oh, in case you're confused with these first 10, let me help you not get confused with the next 10.
Exactly.
Right?
So it assumes that you can align the numbers with the number, which I don't, because I'm just doing the answers.
Yeah.
But if you did white, gray, all the way down and had the questions in gray each time, then I would know
design.
That they associate, you know, like basic 101. Yeah. So, okay, I have a story.
Yep. Please.
So,
please.
So, you know, my daughter, 16, is already at Bellarmine taking classes. Hina.
Okay.
She, really smart, like her mom. And so she's taking classes at Bellarmine. And still at the Brown School downtown in Louisville. She's a junior. And she's going to graduate early. And she needed to take the ACT. Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
ACT. Yeah, the ACT.
Yeah, ACT.
So I remember, like, this was Saturday. So we got up early, and I'm getting her ready. And we're like, I'm reading the directions, like, what you need. And I was like, you need number two. I was like, do you need number two pencils? It was a joke. I was like, oh, well, you have to bring number two pencils.
Yeah.
You know, because that's how I grew up. And I was like thinking in my head, of course not. It's on a computer.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we kind of chuckled. And then I looked at the paper that she had printed out, and it was like, oh, no, you need number two pencils and a good eraser.
They're still like, doing this all on, like, with this, like, the Scantron?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Apparently. And I was like, oh, wait, we got to get pencils. So we're, like, running up to my office. I have tons of pencils. I don't know about erasers. Like, that's what I don't know. But I don't know how often she would need to erase anyway. She's pretty smart. So she was like, oh, Dad, don't worry about it.
Do you think that's why she was a little cavalier? Because she's just pretty intelligent. She's
maybe.
Like, it's not a big deal.
But she also is, you know, she's at the Brown School. And there's a lot of schools in America like this now. But there's a lot of accommodations already built in.
Oh, yeah. It's
like,
not
if you don't
have
a pencil, don't worry about it. We'll give you a pencil. And I remember thinking that when I was a kid. I remember that. I was like, I forgot my pencil, but the teacher will have one. And I would get, like, remanded for it. Like, why didn't you bring a pencil?
That's a huge thing. I've never thought about that, but I have so many childhood memories being like, they'll have it. Like, why would they not have it?
There's
it's
pencils
a school.
Everywhere.
It's a school.
It's
why would they not have
a stick with a piece of lead in it.
Yeah.
Like, how hard can it be to have a pencil?
Dude, I
But
I
remember, like, being, like, really reprimanded for it. And so we got her pencils, we got her set up, and I remember driving her, it was at St. X here, and I remember driving her and dropping her off, and I just had these flashbacks of me back in Miami taking the ACT.
Wow.
It was really weird. And it was like, I was thinking, I remembered going to the school, it was in Miami, we go to this huge school, you go in there, they like check your stuff, make sure you don't have any notes or anything, and it was like, you will sit in this room for 5 hours and take this test. And that's what she did. And she did,
she did
great.
Yeah.
She was like, you know, I could have done better on the math. I didn't study that since like fifth grade. I need to revise that. But other than that, I feel good, you know. And I remember taking it and I'm like, you know, 20, 30% of the way through and they're like 5 minutes.
And you're like, I don't know.
It's like, C. You know, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I guess.
I have no idea.
Statistics is on her side.
I just remembered like that flashback of taking a test. And then I told her when she was looking for a pencil, I was like, this test is designed to weed out anyone who's not ready for college. Designed to weed out anyone who's not ready with like the neurotypical brain.
Yep.
That's what it's designed to do. And it was like all flooding back to me. If you have ADHD, you can't go to college. If you have dyslexia, you can't go to college. Because this test will make sure you can't
you
get
are
in.
Not, if you are not neurotypical, you are not allowed to move on in life.
Well, you
that's
can
a,
do
that's
other
what we
things.
Told,
you can be a chef. You
right.
can be an entrepreneur.
I'm sorry. That's an overstatement. But you know what
you
I mean?
Can't go
like,
in
you
the
can't,
academy.
Yeah.
And
you can't do
and
it.
I'm thinking, even now with accommodations, I was like, okay, so I can torment you for 5 hours, or, hey, you're dyslexic. I'll give you an extra 10 hours to torment you.
Yeah, it's not going to help you it do doesn't any help. Better. It's just going to make you, it's going to isolate, it's back to the educational isolationism, yep. right? We're going to throw you in a room. I mean,
designed so that you cannot,
so that you can't like work with anybody, but we're going to put you in this room and you can be in there as long as you want.
But good but luck aligning number 11 to D and number 12 to A. It's not going to make
any difference on what you're doing on this, however much good time you luck. Have. But what they say in the education system is they say, and a lot of places still do this, is they're like, they're putting you in that room. They're like, we'll give you all the time you need to screw up.
Yeah.
Give you all the time you need.
You can put me in 12 hours and I'll still doubt myself.
I couldn't do this today.
Right.
I couldn't do it today.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating because it's like, we're going to give you, we're all about like the relaxation, right? We don't want to give you anxiety. We don't want to overpressure you and all blah, blah, blah. We'll put you in this room by yourself. We'll separate you from everybody else. That's not going to make you pressured though, right? We're going to put you all alone. We're going to tell you, we're not going to tell you how to do it. We're not going to help you with how you should do it. We're not going to change
explain the question.
We're not going to explain when the you're question.
Like, what the heck does this question mean?
What we are going to do to relax you, we're going to put you all alone.
And give you more time.
And we're going to give you more time to be
all by yourself. That sounds like prison.
Yeah, it does. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
It's
the same way with autism slash ADHD. It's same way.
Yeah.
It's like, of course, like, you know, different struggles, but like, man, but either way, even without putting you alone, it's still just as stressful. I remember like in sixth grade, like, you know, like the final exams or like that's before like they started putting me alone, like just off on my own and like just being like the last one working on this.
Been there.
And like, I remember I just have this vivid memory of like, start a class out one day, like this one girl sits next to me and she's like, so Lucas, like how long is it going to take you to finish this today? I'm like,
I had so many conversations with, you know, I found really frustrating, and you would see this today in college and everything, is, oh, what'd you get on that?
Right.
You know what I mean? What was your grade? That was a huge thing. I don't know if it was like that when you were growing up, but like everybody was like, oh, you get your, because the teacher just passes them all out.
Or they were on the board or on the screen, right?
Today.
I had a math teacher that you got to sit in the front if you got the best grade.
Yep.
And you had to sit in the back if you got the worst grade.
Yep.
I thought it should be the other way around, but.
Yeah, me too.
Sure. Yep.
But she's like, obviously you care more about this topic, so you're going to sit in the front. And it was like,
we
got in the front once, but I had to like bust my butt for like 20 hours to get that grade.
And I've talked about it. We have teachers that it was, you know, the spelling bee.
Oh, I was always out the first round.
Well, I got to the point, and we talked about this in the way early episodes.
Yeah.
I was on the point where it's like, you don't get to participate. You sit on the side. Really?
Yeah.
You sit on the side.
No, they would let me fail.
You can help us look at the stuff and judge the spelling bee, right? And
I guess it's because I moved too much. Like, I wasn't known.
Right. And I was very known because of my mom.
You stayed.
And I stayed in the exact same school system. And it was always just a... And I wonder how... this is why I kind of want to do that episode. I wonder how my parents dealt with this. Because it was always a confusion. Mm-hmm. It was never I mean, it was early on, like, you're an idiot, you're a blah, blah, blah. I had a lot of that.
Yeah, but it was like, you're being too lazy.
Yeah, exactly. And it was a lot of lazy, like, we've talked about that a lot. But there also was a piece of, like, your parents are successful, like, your mom is a smart teacher. Like, yeah, exactly. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Almost like a scandal, right? Like, your brother is very smart. He went through 3 years ahead of you. He's accolades, you know, he's on the dean's list. But, like, what did you do? Right? Like, you took an action to become a certain way.
Right. It was your
decision. And that's how we view everything.
Right.
Right? We view everything with, you took an action, you either failed or you succeeded. That is how our entire system is designed. And it's fascinating because you look at people early in the education, especially in elementary school and middle school and high school, and you look at them and you're like, you did something that made you not do well enough in this class. There's nothing that ever reflects, puts a mirror up to the system.
This class was designed.
And says this class was designed for me to not do well.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's exactly why we have the great white shark here.
That's exactly why. That's why we are the great white shark.
Right. We do not act like nurse sharks. Nurse sharks eat a certain way. And great whites don't eat that way. And you could tell us to eat that way all day, but I cannot, as a great white, shove my face in the sand and look for nutrients.
Yep.
That's not the way it's just not going to work. I have much better things to do.
I'm not dealing with the sand.
Exactly.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us on Dyslexics Untied. New episodes every Friday on Spotify and every Saturday on YouTube. Also, catch us on TikTok.
Yeah, so it's so upsetting when students don't update their photos, but Jacob...
But Jacob, you've updated your photo, right? Yeah, you've stayed on top of it.
Yeah, I believe in you.
Yeah, after 5 years, I've updated my photo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wanna see let's it? See it.
Yeah, let's see it.
All right.
Jesus Christ. God.
Jacob.
Pretty good, ain't it?
No.
That doesn't even look like you.
Were you five?
Exactly like me.
I don't teach kindergartners.